From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up is Newt Gingrich polishing up his contract with America to run for president. But first to the Middle East, where Palestinians have elected Mahmoud Abbas as their new leader, succeeding Yasser Arafat. Abbas is considered an advocate of nonviolence, and his election raises hopes of renewed efforts toward peace with Israel. NPR's Julie McCarthy joins us now from the West Bank town of Ramallah. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
So it looks like a solid victory, is it?
Well, it was a decisive win in a field of seven candidates. Abbas got 62% of the votes that were cast, but the question of voter turnout, which is usually the measure of leaders' mandate, had a very big question over it today. According to the Election Commission, among registered voters, turnout was about 70%. Sounds pretty good. 755,000 voters cast ballots out of 1.1 million registered voters. But how about eligible voters, those who could vote but weren't registered? The number appears to drop significantly. You get a figure of 755,000 voters out of 1.8 million Palestinians, less than 50%. The Election Commission itself really was unable to publicly produce the voter turnout percentage and basically left it to the public to work out the math. The election official said all of this was because lawmakers had decided to add census lists to the new voter registration lists. It had the effect, of course, of boosting the numbers, but also inadvertently creating voter lists that were confusing and redundant and sometimes incomplete.
So do these results, no matter how conflicting, do they show that he has the public's backing to try to end the intifada?
Well, you know, there seems little question, certainly from public opinion polls that were conducted before the election, that most Palestinians share Mahmoud Abbas's ambition to end the violence and to draw the armed intifada, the Palestinian uprising, to a close. He's called it a mistake. Those same Palestinians also feel that Abbas can't do this alone, and there's a bedrock belief here that Abbas will only succeed if he gets the help from the Israelis and from the Americans, and the argument goes that he'll need something to persuade the militants that a political path is going to get them to their goal of ending the occupation and building an independent state a lot quicker than trying to end it through violence. Now, that's a tough sell, and it remains to be seen how much help he will actually get.
And this election was, by and large, peaceful, no significant violence. What does that tell us?
It was a remarkably smooth election, given the tensions that exist in this region. And the recent violence that we've witnessed, especially in the Gaza Strip, the militants there had accelerated shelling at Israeli targets leading up to the election, which was answered with swift and significant incursions by the Israeli army into Gaza. You know, the subtext for this entire election was the Israeli occupation and how to end it. And the fact the election was for the most part free of violence seems to suggest that even the militants who boycotted the election can read the public mood and can detect that violence as a means of expression is not something that most Palestinians believe is benefiting them right now.
And what is Israel saying?
Well, Israel Radio reports that Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is seeking a meeting with Mahmoud Abbas. His advisors have been quoted as saying that it appears that the Palestinian streets, as they put it, are changing, and they welcomed that. But Mr. Sharon called the campaign encouraging. However, he said Abbas will be tested by whether he can dismantle what Sharon calls the terror infrastructure. So actions over words.
NPR's Julie McCarthy joining us from Ramallah. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.